No, my name is Rex Harper, W1REX, home of the Tuna Tins, Rock Mice, and Home Brewing Supplies, and runner of Billathons, all kinds of QRP venues.
And how big was the Billathon this year?
Well, we have two Billathons this year. We have the regular one, which we have every year, which is about 35 people building a particular kit. But I had pitched this idea a few years ago about having a seminar where everybody at 4 days in May builds a kit in the seminar. It was not well received, but it kept festering. And so finally, Steve Fletcher, the new president of ARCI, he came back and pitched me this idea about everybody building a kit in the seminar. I thought it sounded pretty familiar. And he said, you know anybody who could do that? Hint, hint, nod, nod, wink, wink. And it was me. So I volunteered, and I had the last seminar spot of the day. And I then had a challenge of figuring out how to make a kit that everybody could build in one time slot, which is about 42 minutes. And I've been working on it for over a month. We had 248 kits handed out, of which 246 were built, tested, and left working in 1 hour and 10 minutes. We ran a little long, but everybody in the room who attempted to do it did it.
That's great.
It was pretty cool. And it wasn't just a stupid little kit. It was a 20-meter transmitter. You know, simple transmitter, but a 20-meter transmitter with two selectable operating frequencies. And you could pull there was a built-in key and a built-in dummy load. You could pull the dummy load and hook it up to an antenna. It was street legal. You could pull the little push button, put in your key or keyer, paddles, whatever, and you had a full 20-meter transmitter.
Didn't get any better than that.
They can't get any better than that. And the challenge was to figure out how anybody could build it. And in the ballroom, there's no way we could have 300 soldering stations. We'd be still hosing up soldering stations right now if it was something I had to do. So, you know, I set my sights on having it a no soldering kit, but not on a Jiffy board. It was a full-fledged printed circuit board with SIP sockets, so you inserted the parts. And each part went into two holes in the SIP socket, or three if it was a transistor. And but the big problem with trying to cover that thing is we all know that you have a full dynamic of people and abilities, so it had to be simple. But the biggest problem we had was about 30 minutes of parts sorting from people who had bad eyes and couldn't see what they were going to build with. But it became a communal thing. We kept sharing phones with cameras in them. There was all kinds of visors and magnifiers. I've been sending out emails for the last 10 days to bring your lighted pocket magnifier, bring a pair of needle-nose pliers, bring the attitude that you're going to build it and it's going to work. And indeed, I think that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. I you know, everybody in the hall, I think, had a wonderful time.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I heard.
It was.
And the volunteers.
And we had as people were billing and finishing their radios, they became volunteers themselves. We had parts runners because we did have one glitch. We had one batch of kits that came, and they had a mixed bag of 220. So we had 220 picofarads in some of them, and then in some others, it was accidentally replaced with 68.
Oops.
But I had spare 220s coming, overnight mail, but it never got here. In fact, it was delivered this morning, 24 hours late. So we were robbing kits that we didn't hand out. We were robbing anything that wasn't nailed down. We'd rob the 220 out of it and get it to people in need. And then as people built kits and were tested, then they would loan their 220 out to somebody else. But it was a fun time. And we got out of there. It was a respectable billathon.
What a great idea.
I thought it was pretty good.
Everybody I talked to thought it was a great idea.
It was a lot of work.
On your part.
Yeah. I told him, and I was very serious about it. There was roughly, the room capacity was 300 people, I was told. And I probably got 300 hours putting it together so that everybody in the room would have 1 hour of fun. So I got 300 hours of work. But, you know, that's one of the things I do. I love to make people, or give them the opportunity to have a really good time with QRP and really get excited about it. The way I am.
And it's simple enough that almost anybody can do it if they can see the parts.
And actually, I sent a special kit to Gary Lee. I'm sorry, I can't remember his call sign, but he is a blind builder. And I did a special version where the parts were inserted in envelopes. That the envelopes were marked as to which envelope it was, and then I constructed the... Actually, if you notice on the instructions that I gave out on the website, it calls out the parts in like a sort of like an X and Y index. Mm-hmm. So that you could actually feel the places that you want to put the part in and put it in. And you could identify the parts by feel because they were in envelopes mixed together, but each part in the envelope was unique from each other.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it was fun. I mean, I love a challenge, and I didn't shirk that one. And it came back to haunt me, but I had a lot of fun with it. And I think that one will probably live for a long time, the memory of doing 250 kits in a room. Big billathon.
All at the same time.
All at the same time, without a soldering iron in sight.
That's great.
There was one fellow that early that came up, and I guess he was ahead of everybody, but he needed a crystal. And I said, well, why do you need a crystal? He says, because I cut it off too short. I said, well, did I tell you to bring cutters? No. Did I tell you to cut it off? No.
I gave him
a little bit, and he gave it back to me. But we had a good time. Everybody had a good time.
Great.
Yeah. So. And I'm glad it's over, because I had a problem sleeping because it was really, really hard putting some of this stuff together.
I can understand completely.
But part of it, you know, it was in honor a little bit of Dave Ingram, K4TWJ. When I first became a ham, I used to read his column, and he was very infectious about simple designs, simple things, and the fun of QRP. And if you notice, you know, a lot of the materials I hand out, I always emphasize fun with a capital F-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built in. It's built into a lot of my stuff. But, you know, I want people to have fun with their kits.
If you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
Yeah. If it's not fun, it must be work. If it's work, why do it?
Yeah. Because you're not being paid.
Yeah, you're not being paid. So why do it? So, yeah. So I try to, and I used to be a toy designer. And, you know, that was my whole job, was to figure out how to create fun. I was an electronic toy designer, so all my designs were fun electronic games. And the idea was, how do we pack more fun into a game? And that's what I do in kits. I try to pack more fun into a QRP kit.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.